they knocked on these folks' doors and said, we'd like you to sign a waiver. We're doing oil and gas in the area, and we need you to sign this waiver.
Matt Sura is a Longmont, Colorado attorney representing the advocacy groups Western Colorado Congress, Battlement Concerned Citizens, and Grand Valley Citizens Alliance.
And frankly, most people signed it without knowing that it was actually being proposed behind their house. In fact, we talked to one family that said, oh, I thought they were talking about the facility that's up the hill that is about a half a mile away from them.
Sura is talking about a waiver of Rule 604A1. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission requires oil and gas wells and production facilities to be at least 500 feet from buildings in an urban mitigation area. In order to avoid a variance hearing with the COGCC, a company must provide waivers from building owners within the exception zone. In this case, 8 homes in a trailer park are within 500 feet of a proposed well pad, part of URSA Resources' natural gas drilling inside the Battlement Mesa PUD. URSA is currently seeking approval for Phase 2 and went door-to-door in April to get waivers signed by those living within 500 feet of the pad. John Dose is URSA's landman and the public face of the company in Battlement Mesa. He explained his procedure to the Garfield County Planning Commission on September 13th.
I got a waiver from him, and when I say I got a waiver, I go to him, I give him one of my update maps, I introduce myself, they go, what? A waiver? What are you talking about? Nobody even remotely knows what that means. I don't even know if I totally understand what that means. Flavor of the rules, that 500-foot rule you're talking about, is to get the operators into communication with people. And I absolutely did that with these people through here.
Dose told planning commissioners that the waivers were to notify the trailer park residents of URSA's plans and that the people who signed became partners and stakeholders.
So these people absolutely have skin in the game being that close. I told them the effects. By signing the waiver, I also told them that doesn't mean you can't complain. You can still call Kirby. You can still call the state. You're not giving up any rights at all going forward. So I can hold my head high with how URSA treated these people.
But Dose neglected to tell the commission that some who signed the waivers were paid. KDNK has copies of 6 waivers signed in April. One of them says that URSA is to deposit $7,500 into an Alpine bank account of a man named William Swanson so he can move his trailer. Swanson tells KDNK that he received the money about 3 months ago and has since moved the trailer to another location. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported Friday that Stephanie and Josh Archuleta were paid 6 months' lot rent, or $2,400, to sign. KDNK also has a copy of their signed waiver. But at the September 13th Garfield County Planning Commission hearing, Don Simpson, Vice President of Business Development for URSA Resources, said otherwise.
Did URSA offer those people in the trailer park compensation for signing that waiver?
No.
John Dose refused KDNK's request for comment. Attorney Matt Sura says payment in exchange for signing the waivers probably isn't illegal, but he questions the legality of the waivers because he doubts residents understood their implications. Sura says the proposed well pad and injection well are as close to homes as any that have been proposed in Colorado in the past 10 to 15 years.
What does make it illegal, and what is the case in these waivers from the folks that we've talked to, is that they didn't know what rights they were giving up through that waiver. They didn't recognize that there was a law that required that oil and gas facility to be at least 500 feet from their home, and they were going to be far closer than that. So because they didn't inform them and they didn't sign that waiver knowingly, the waiver is illegal and should be invalid.
Without the signed waivers, URSA would have to go back to the State Oil and Gas Conservation Commission and request a variance hearing to move forward with plans for drilling 24 wells and building an injection well.
You're talking about month, maybe several months of delays and having to go through a full public hearing before the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission in Denver. A public hearing where those residents certainly could attend and Grand Valley Citizens Alliance in Western Colorado Congress and Battlement Concerned Citizens will definitely attend and participate.
Garfield County's Planning Commission will continue to review IRSA's Phase 2 request for approval at their meeting Tuesday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. in Glenwood Springs. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.